But under the last tape, exploring the beginnings of the military documentation center, and if you tell us more about what you did.
Now, as I said, I created this kind of watch unit. Now, we called it the Bureau of Scientific Information, BIS. And they would really do things at a sharp level, but they would rely on information from the documentation center. Now, the documentation center was very classical at that time, and we changed it over the year, and we introduced computer retrieval.
Ah.
And we had 300 people, but we gradually tried to introduce more mathematical handling of data, keyword system, and we introduced it to signalitic systems, you know.
Did you share methods with other people in NATO?
We did that. And also, we have a big center where people can come in, you know, to work, you know, inside Paris, if you want to come another time.
And do your own research.
Yeah, they can do their research there. And we did some teaching there, too, on this thing. Now, the third thing I did, and which is off... And now, one thing I want to mention, which is very strange, is that the people who were in charge of Bureau d'Information Scientifique, the watch system, created a system to organize their knowledge, and they called it DARCAR. Without asking me, you know, just probably to please me. And the system was a very clever one, whereby people could come in from three sources: military people, engineer for the defense, and scientific from the university. And each one could really ask questions, and there should be no overlap of confidential, not confidential things, you know, and nothing that would hurt, you know, their sensitivity, you know. At least it should really be very practical for each of them, you know. So that was the system we developed. Now, at that time also, Vaudard, who was a French physicist on UV spectroscopy, came to see me and told me that in the 60s, the ICSU, International Scientific Union, Council for Scientific Union, had created a group called CODETA, and it was called CODETA Committee on Scientific Data, on Data for Science and Technology. And he said, why should not France join, you know? Now, I went to the Council of Research, they're not interested. They're not interested in the education minister, so what can you do? And I decided that as I had this amount of freedom, you know, as I mentioned before, I said, okay, I back CODETA, but the only thing I ask you is, instead of creating a French committee, you start a not-for-profit French committee as an organization so that it has a legal basis, you know. So we did do that.
What were CODETA's major goals? What they want to accomplish?
Well, CODETA, when it started, was started from thermochemistry at first, and was given the goal to display its activity in all of the different sciences. So it displayed its activity in bioscience, physical science, and chemical sciences, technical sciences, and biosciences.
And one of the goals is to validate and
ensure the quality of data.
Especially that kind of information that serves as measurement standards,
such as NIST, fundamental constants is part of their activities. But most of the work must be done by people. We don't have our own labs. We don't have any heavy equipment. It's done by different countries, you know, and it's a subtle management. But it works.
When you were working on documentation this period, did you work with a lot of people who call themselves documentalists, or did you work with librarians very much, and what was the relationship?
Of course, as I started to work with the CAS first, you see, and I decided on the side to start with my topocoder to start our own databases on applied databases like spectroscopy, NMR, mass spectroscopy. This was possible. But the point is that it's true that you need to to gain from the experience of those people who have developed the keyword system, and so therefore I moved into, I went to them, you know, and tried to encourage them also to make progress, you know, and my interest got broader to the point that I thought, you know, that to the different planification acts every 4 years in France, I tried to inject, you know, the need to increase information and documentation. Uh-huh. Unfortunately, there was no position to listen to the proposal, but there was a lot of confusion between whether money should be given for that and whether the money should be used to put up computers rather than invest them on information. Now, I found very difficult to make the people understand the difference between information and informatics, especially in France where the two worlds are confusing, where there's a state that this information is not computer science. But in this country, there was no interest for documentation, no interest for the libraries, but there was people thought that was, well, let's say, a very static field, you know, and there was not a very big increase in the financing of those activities. People thought from time to time, well, we must put a new library in a new university. There were more universities and therefore more libraries. People started to think it cost too much money, you know, I mean, it's a lot of money that is invested this way. But this was part of the educational system, you know. So, and also part of the cultural developments of the cities. Most of the cities have had a tendency to develop local libraries where people can come and hire books, you know. So therefore, the corpus of documentation people over the country is very large. It's a huge national society. But what I discovered is that they are very good people, very dedicated people to run libraries, but they are not trying to make information system. It was a different system.
There is in America a similar split between traditional librarians and these new people that call themselves documentalists, later information scientists, and very, very hard to get them together.
So I discovered that it was very difficult. And then as I was really engaged both in the planification in the country and both with good ties with the ministers of education, I thought maybe we should try to teach and have scientists, or we don't need top scientists, but scientists inclined people to become documentation people and information people.
Okay.
So I started to create in the university, because before it was not in university, two masters, one on bio on informatics and chemistry. Chemical informatics and in biology, and the other one was scientific and technical information systems, you know.
Uh-huh.
So these were the two masters. Now, fortunately, with the position I had, it was difficult to oppose what I proposed. But in fact, I mean, there was not a big enthusiasm, you know, by my colleagues, you know, for these things, you know. And people challenged sometimes, you know, the importance of this in the scientific department. They were not well accepted in the informatics department, because the informatics department said they were not, they wanted to be a mathematician.
And they were hardware oriented.
Mainly hardware oriented. Also, they didn't like too much to see the physicists come to them, you know, in informatics field, you know. So in fact, gradually there was a shift between pure mathematician who said this is theoretical informatics, and all the others were impure informatic people, which were not yet information ones, you know. So the job of Coletta was probably to match, you know, for many years, the gap between all these things and provide them in a medium where people could talk about information, the nature of data, the definition of data, the evolution of data.
You were trying to build an internationalized science.
And have different people, for instance, the astronomers, what problem they find, you know, about handling data, because now in the astronomer field, you find people who are really looking with a telescope, but you find people who are only handling data now. They never look at the telescope now. They have different brands of jobs, you know, and so therefore you can go through different disciplines and have people who are common interest to discuss about their problems, which are information handling problems, you know, and that became one important part of Codeta. So now another thing is I thought, you know, I should go back to the Minister of Education and try to convince them to start, you know, shaping information science differently, you know. So I felt badly because I felt that as the success of the DAO becoming more economical, sometimes some people could think that my fight, you know, for information system was in favor of my own system in the long run, you know. So therefore I tried to make things separate, but it was not easy. So I convinced the minister to create a national agency for several bodies in the government that would look after information. Now, unfortunately, most of these agencies that we created were occupied by people who themselves were not trying to be information technicians, you know, technical people. They came from different sources and they didn't handle, I mean, the things the way they should have. So therefore, I tried to decide the minister to create an Agence Nationale, a university in Odiste, to create the Odiste, and thinking that this way, we would really make a distinction between the job of the National Library, which is to keep the treasury of everything that happens, you know, and which is our capital, and on the contrary, the running of a network that supplies things to the university and to the public at large.
You were thinking not just creating a computer network among universities, but actually information system
By that time that we would have done that, rather than really grumble that we don't have enough money in the university, why not have in a city the university is strong enough to have a good center to display and with the internet now it's possible to display information within the city also.
Now, the agency that you helped create was the French National University Agency for Scientific and Technical Education.
I couldn't take it as a director because I had already been director in too many places, and I was at the time in the industry, you know, helping Alcatel. And so therefore...
I didn't know that.
I was a scientific director of Alcatel.
Oh, okay.
So therefore, I was sort of doing it for one brother, as you say in the States, you know, a director without the salary or anything. But unfortunately, after a year and a half, there was a change of government, and it was decided to go backwards, to go at the same time forward and backwards. They created a direction which had never existed in the ministry, identifying documentation, but no longer as information, but mixing together the museum and information. So therefore, it was a bad solution.
You mentioned last night that at one point you had created a center in Paris where you brought in half scientific documentation types and half librarians, hoping that you could make the library system more advanced and serve scientific as well as cultural interest.
I wouldn't go through the details, but in that Odiste, you know, what I did is I took about 30 people from librarian, and most of the advisors were university people who are still working with me now, who were very active in computing and information science. And that started to work, and we decided to create a real library only on information discipline, you know, and we built it. Unfortunately, a year after when the government changed, that not only did they really stop the whole thing, became more rational, more traditional, they transferred the rights of the network and everything in a confused way to the National Library, and at the same time, and the university is on their side, and also what is very dangerous is they took my beautiful small library I built on information and put it in a cellar in the ministry somewhere. They didn't even find somebody to transfer it somewhere. Now, at that time also, we had one division there, where we would really work on graphics, and also extension of the Minitel, you know. Well, really, I wanted to have an agency that would really work on not the electronic, but the application of what we had to decipher and transfer and ameliorate, you know, information.
Now, about the same time, you did something very, very unique. It was about 1980 that you transferred from Paris through Livermore, California, to Japan.
Yeah.
An interactive file and worked interactively at that distance on bibliographic stuff.
Now we're going back to the DAC. Now with the DAC, which was running in parallel with the Peter Sprung company, now we had the principles, but in order to convince people, through the agreement with the CAS, we came to an agreement between CAS and the French in government in an industry at large, and the CAS was going to be represented by that organization CNIC in France, Centre National de l'Information Chimique, and as a side product, we would receive the right to the structure file of the CAS. Now, the structure file of the CAS was an internal instrument that would help them to prepare their nomenclature and their product. It was not an online system, but when they gave it to us, we transformed it in Eurocast, and we really linked it to them, and we made it a product, you know, an online product. Now, that was really for strictly documentation. But in parallel with the topocoder, we built databases where you could really not only question with structures, but we would get an answer. The physical spectra, it's the mass spectra or the infrared spectra or the NMR spectra. Now, it was interesting that in front of a screen or a display, you could put your question and get your answer on everything on the display. Now, the main thing was, could we have this traveled long distance? And in order to show that we could do it, we used CoData. And inside CoData, we had made very good links with some people from Livermore. And the people from Livermore organized us to send for the general conference of CoData in 82, I believe, in Japan. We asked the people in Tokyo, they could put a question in the formula and get the answer from Paris. But we made this. That was the first time that on such long distance we would transfer not only text, structure, and images. Now
that was very advanced stuff.
Very advanced stuff.
Yeah.
So we're shown there, and what is exciting is that we even tried to see whether we could have covered the world around in both directions. So with the French telephone company and the different companies, we did it by telephone. From Paris to Tokyo, so we did from the two sides of the world.
Oh.
And it worked very nicely.
The DARC receives international plaudits. It's not picked up by many places as commercial product, but you receive the prestigious Slotnick Award for 1992 and other things. But on the other hand, your attempts within France to create advanced centers seemed not to go very far.
You,
when you were defense minister, didn't you also create kind of an economic general intelligence documentation division?
No. The point is that it's even worse now than before. The French have always been very weak in creating databases from scratch. It only works for the Minitel, for instance, which is a big success for small, Minitel, for instance, for the telephone books, you know, for information about hotels, information about companies, you know. But we started a very good one at one point on materials for construction, and that worked for a while. But the decision was not very clear whether it should be help by advisors online or whether it should be direct from user to computer. And and also the linen industry created a beautiful vocabulary whereby, I mean, you would really phrase they use it of keywords, and then you would really describe an abstract in several sentences, but you were only allowed to have four grammatical sentences. And that was beautiful. Unfortunately, that again did not succeed too well. And the main reason is that for all of these products, you have to say that you're not going to make money as it goes on. It takes a long time and you have to put money all the time. It's just as if, for example, Microsoft, you would not have updating every year, you know, new product. And in fact, in this information system, you need to have almost the same behavior as what people have done, for instance, for Microsoft. You know, every year, I mean, you have to improve. It means that the government should put enough money, like in the museum. That's the only good thing they said. That's why they put the museum with everything. Museum, you don't make money. Huh?
Was there any connection between Minitel, which is amazingly advanced interactive communication system in the world, a great project, was there any chance or connection between scientific information and Minitel, or were they just done by such different people that there wasn't any chance?
The big difficulty, I mean, raises goes to the point where the French are very split. We have the technical schools where very brilliant people go, and most of the people in telecommunication in France was called telephone and post and telephone. Now it's privatized, it's going to change. But in the past, they were only trained to transfer information, not to act on the nature of the information. So the money that was provided by the government was for the development of the Minitel. But what was put on the Minitel, the databases, had to be money-making right from the beginning. Okay. And that's why we only have things which renting or buying tickets for airplane, buying tickets for everything, and or even for a rendezvous for girls and boys.
So would I be correct in kind of summarizing that you achieve some great things in information, but also face some real frustrations in trying to achieve a lot of your visions of better scientific information?
Yes, I know. It's right to say. First of all, I'm never depressed, you know. So I'm very enthusiastic. And when people came to me, and when we had this beautiful Eureka system, you know, and they say, what next, you know, and they look depressed, you know. Are we going to be recognized? Is somebody going to make money? And I said, look, I mean, we knew from the beginning that we don't own the abstract stuff because it's done by the abstract people, so we had to compromise with them whether they will allow us to pay for the added value or whether they make us an offer to take the system as part and buy it, you know, through an association. And so the people were sort of depressed about it. Now, I personally, I was never depressed for one reason, is that, honestly speaking, I moved into this documentation things by enthusiasm and necessity. But the first time I gave the name to my system, I called it DARC, because it's an acronym for my family, Dubois, Alain, Rhoda, and Claire, my children and wife. But it meant, in my eyes, the first meaning meant documentation and automatic resolution of correlation. Okay. So therefore, my main idea was really to develop a tool for correlation. And so,
you said yesterday, a lot of what you do is meta information.
Yeah.
You use information to do science.
Yeah.
In a kind of a new way.
Yeah.
So you could receive satisfaction in that because you published many papers utilizing this. My reference was creating a modernized, unified, progressive, permanent information science system for France. Yeah. I think that's what you...
In fact, I knew that it would take a long time to convince people to use new correlation method, develop new correlation method. So, at least for the documentation, we could make obvious that we could have a success we could do 1 minute to retrieve over 10 million compounds or 5 million compounds, people would have been done for. Now, it doesn't mean that the success that you have there is going to help you to convince people that correlation should be done with the dark, you know. And that's where I feel frustrated, if you ask me why I'm frustrated, is that the power of the dark hasn't been used at its proper level, even in documentation, because topology is such a tool that it's only the beginning. We should, since we made the first demonstration and the first file that worked so far, very little progress has been behind that. So in fact, the people are satisfied with what they have, but in fact, there's much more that one could have done, even in that field, you know? And that's, sometimes I ask myself, maybe I should have been more, a better advocate to convince the cast, you see, that they could have done more if they had really added layers of dark to what they were doing. It would have looked like a compromise, it would have been a good compromise, but they could have moved into correlation more easily, which they don't.
You mentioned that one of the difficulties you faced was that France didn't create its own indexing and abstracting associations and companies. Has it made much progress on that now, or is it still dependent upon
now, the only thing that exists in France, which is the patent office has taken the dark and is putting all the pharmaceutical patents in the dark, and that's one very good thing there, because in patents you're not asking for retrieval, you're asking to protect yourself over more than what you have, and it means some injected intelligence to try to cover a lot of things even if you haven't done them, you know.
Okay.
And the patent is given to you, but then the chap who is asking, you know, must sometimes be told that there are hundreds of thousands of solutions which are covered by the patent. And so this is a special dark which is oriented to handle this Marcouche, where there is a certain amount of fuzziness which allow you, you know, to pretend that you are doing much more than what you are doing. And in fact, the patent office in France is using it for 1 million compounds. Well, these numbers are not impressive, because in fact, with 1 million patents, you know, you may even predict 100 million compounds, you know. Prediction of things which are not really done every day can be enormous nowadays.
It does.
Can be enormous.
Well, we're winding down on the last of the tapes, and you have a long string of very prestigious honors, which I don't think we have time to mention, but we'll put in the written biography. So what I have to ask you as we end this is, what didn't I ask you about that's really important?
I have given you a couple of information selected on the information sector of my life, you see.
Yes.
Now, at first I never thought, you know. Now, when I got the idea on that Sunday morning, the next day I saw somebody, I said, this is an idea that really is great, you know. That is probably going to be the only big thing that it will be remembered in 50 years from my work, you know. But there are many other things that I've liked in my work, you see. And in my eyes, over the years, as I was spending too much time probably for Codeta, I had forgotten the amount of work I had done for the dark. And thanks to you, I was forced to go back into all of these publications, and I realized that there are still a lot of things that haven't been published, you know, on mainly on correlation, you know, and that gives me an inclination to start thinking again. Now, what I'm doing now is, besides this work, I'm going on the criticism of what was done in correlation before the dark, to show that there are strong limitations to usual correlation methodology.
And also, as you pointed out to me several times, even the indexing and abstracting databases that are out there today are still not flexible enough.
Not flexible enough. You know, I mean, I'm sure that they need probably. I know it's very difficult for a big company, if I may say so, like the CAS, to be very flexible because they are forced to retain momentum, you know, of millions of information, and it's dangerous to make changes. But I think that fortunately with the computing nowadays, it's possible to make drastic changes over the whole thing. For instance, over the years, for instance, the stereochemistry was handled with the Kahn-Prelog rules. But in my eyes, those rules were valid to a certain point, not valid beyond a certain point. Should you retain rules which have those imperfections? In the past, it was not possible to make big changes and go back. But now, in the years, everything will change. And in your day life, you realize that you're not paying it in the same way, and you're making big changes.
A very big question, the last few inches of the tape. You're one of the very few people I've met in the information field who retained an ongoing and kind of cutting-edge interest in science itself.
Yeah.
Would you think that perhaps in the future you could try to recreate what you tried to set up 25 years ago, a program of information that combined real science activity with information activity?
Well, it's a very good question. When I started, I was talking with Nakaz, you know, our director. I gave to the people to write, for instance, rules